This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM. I'm Michael Crowell. A judge will hear arguments on former Congressman Arthur Davis's lawsuit against the Alabama Democratic Party. And the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency reopens some satellite driver's license offices. Here to discuss this and other news is Kyle Whitmire. He's the state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Hi, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
Arthur Davis wants to run for Montgomery County Commission and as a Democrat. Now, party officials have refused to accept him, citing his past support of Republicans. Davis has filed a lawsuit against the Alabama Democratic Party. Remind us, why should we care about this lawsuit?
Well, the Democrats are invoking something called the Radney Rule, which says that if you supported Republicans in the last 4 years, then you are you're excluded. You're disqualified for being on their ballot. And Arthur Davis obviously has. He spoke at the Republican National Convention against the president in the last election cycle. So there's a lot of bitterness that goes back a long ways here. But what Davis says is, look, you guys have let a lot of once Republicans switch back to the Democratic Party, including Parker Griffith, who was at the top of your ticket just last year. You know, it is fundamentally unfair that you would apply this rule to no one else but him. They said, well, tough, we're doing it anyway. He said what everyone expected from the beginning of this. Okay, then I will take you to court and I will sue you to make this happen.
You also wrote a column recently about Alabama closing driver's license offices, yet they keep money-losing liquor stores open.
Right.
H. Mack Gibson, the administrator of the Alabama Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, wrote an op-ed piece saying that the operation of ABC stores has nothing to do with the operation of driver's license offices and that they were made independently of each other. Why wasn't there someone in state government to kind of connect the dots and say, like, I don't care if this is all true, the optics here are still terrible?
Well, there is a person in state government to do that. His name is Governor Bentley, and he's not doing his job here. Look, we have departments working independently of each other, and it's just clear that the left hand isn't watching what the right hand is doing. And you have, you know, one department. You know, Aaliyah is closing down all these offices, had closed down all these offices to save all of $100,000. Meanwhile, you have one ABC store in Bibb County losing $75,000 last year. Look, there are ways to make up these differences between departments. And, you know, Gibson's argument on one hand is, look, we put all this money into the general fund. Well, there's $75,000 you could have put into the general fund that you didn't because you kept open a liquor store in Bibb County that's clearly losing money. And the irony here is that his argument for keeping stores like that one open is so that people won't have to drive as far to get to a liquor store, while you have the head of Aaliyah saying, look, we have to close these offices in these rural counties. You know, too bad that these folks will now have to drive so much further to get a driver's license. One is a central function of state government. The other one is not. And this state government does not have its priorities straight.
Alabama Law Enforcement Agency reopened, as you mentioned, some satellite driver's license offices that it closed a month ago. Most of these offices will open one day a month. A few will be staffed a couple of days a month or more. Some critics say the plan is still not adequate. Do they have a point?
I think that Aaliyah needs more money. And the problem here has been that the way that they've saved money in the past is by taking troopers off the roads, sometimes at night. And look, people don't really mind having fewer state troopers on the road. It means they get fewer tickets. So they tried a different tactic. This is something that has polled well or badly, depending on which side you look at it, for many, many years, going back to even the Siegelman administration looked at this issue and realized that if you want to get people's attention, threaten to close their driver's license offices. The Bentley administration saw that as well. They tried to use that tactic, and it backfired on them, and they're now trying to put the cookie back in the cookie jar. You know, the Washington Post had a editorial about it this week. Voter ID and closing these offices does not go well together at all. Neither of those policies should be in place, much less both of them at the same time.
Governor Bentley said the new schedule could be adjusted according to need. Is this kind of just political cover under the threat of a possible federal lawsuit?
Well, I think you need to have a schedule that, above all else, is predictable. It's one thing to say that we're reopening these offices. It's another to say, well, we're going to reopen them some, but maybe every other Thursday or of every other month. I mean, if you confuse citizens, it doesn't do any good.
Kyle Whitmire is state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. He joins us most Wednesdays. Kyle, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
This is All Things Considered from NPR and WBHM.